Okay.
Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. Thank you for joining, everyone. Congratulations and welcome to all the new board members. I'm your one meeting de facto chair. We'll have a fun time on this meeting today. I think we've got a pretty short agenda, so we'll just jump right into it. And I think first on the agenda is the administration of oath of office for the newly appointed trustees. I believe, Rhonda, you're going to be taking care of that with the trustees
Yes.
today. Okay, we'll turn it over to you.
Okay. I need everyone who is new to please raise your right hand and repeat after me as we say this. All right. I state your name.
Hi, Danielle Larkin.
Right. I assume everybody else is doing it. Having been appointed to the office of board member.
Having been
Having
appointed to the
been appointed
office
to the
of
office
board
of
member.
board member.
Of the Utah Housing Corporation Board of Trustees.
Of the Utah Housing Corporation Board of Trustees.
Of
Do
the Utah
solemnly
Housing
swear.
Corporation Board of Trustees.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
Do
Do
solemnly
solemnly
swear that I will
swear that I will
support,
support.
Obey and defend.
obey and defend
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States. The
Constitution of the
Constitution
United
of the United
States
States.
And the Constitution of this state,
and the Constitution of this
Constitution of
state,
the state,
and that I will discharge the duties
and that I will
and
discharge the
discharge the
duties
duties of my office with fidelity.
of my
Of
office
my
with
office with
fidelity.
fidelity. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, congratulations. You're all ready to vote and take care of business now. I think our next item, correct me if I'm wrong, is the disclosure of trustees' interests, Rhonda. I believe, as I understand from David, for the new trustees, we're working on getting a form out to you to fill out and complete. The disclosure is for those who have one on file. I'm just going to read this statement out loud. For the three trustees that have remained on the board, I think this will be asking this question of you. The consolidated list of the disclosures of interest on file for each trustee contained in the board packet and subject to any changes will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. At this time, each trustee will be asked to respond if your disclosure of interest on file with Utah Housing is current. And Rhonda will have you do that for those who have one on file.
All right, Sean,
Yes.
Kurt,
Yes.
and Steve.
Yes.
And I sent mine in this morning.
Okay.
Robin, I sent mine.
Yes. Yes. We just don't have the form set up where it's like in a board book. So we're going to just remind y'all that if you haven't sent it in, to please get that in before the next board meeting.
Okay, next on the agenda is a closed meeting for the purpose of discussing the character and professional competence of individuals. Believe we need a
I
roll
will
call vote, and
exit.
we need a motion, a second, and 2/3 of the
They're closing out now, right?
trustees present to go into closed session. So I'd entertain a motion to go into closed
I
session.
motion that we go into closed session, Clark Ivory.
Okay, Clark
I'll
makes the
second.
motion. And a second from Sean. Any further discussion? So we'll do a roll call vote on this, Rhonda.
All right. Sean.
Yes.
Kurt.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes.
Danielle.
Yes.
Clark.
Yes.
Dan.
Yes.
And that is it.
Okay, that passes
Awesome.
unanimously. So we're gonna have folks log off of the public want the public link. We'll come back to it when we go back into open session and log into the Zoom for the closed session. And I know you got sent it earlier via email. I just sent a calendar invite. Should be on your calendars, UHC closed session. So we'll gather there for the closed session portion of the meeting. And so, yes, exit off of this and join the other one.
Yes. Resume recording.
Okay, so we need to make a motion and vote on ending the closed session, moving back into open. Is that right, Rhonda? Okay.
Yes.
Summer.
So a motion by
Second.
Steve and a second from
Clark.
Clark to end the closed session and move back into open
Yes.
session. Further discussion? Rhonda, roll call vote, please.
All right, Sean.
Yes.
Kurt.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes.
Danielle.
Yes.
Clark.
Yes.
And Dan.
Yes.
Okay, we're back into open session. Next on our agenda is consider actions. We have before us the first and second separation agreements for consideration. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
A motion by
Second.
Steve and a second by Clark to approve the first and second separation agreements before us. Any further discussion? Okay, we'll do a roll call vote on that. Rhonda, please.
Right, Sean?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Danielle?
Yes. Clark?
Yes.
And Dan?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, and Rhonda, I'll add in Natalie Gochner has joined the call, and you can put me as a yes for that.
Oh, hi, Natalie.
Yeah,
Sorry.
that's all right, as well as for the reconvening of the open session.
Got it. Okay.
Natalie missed the swearing
Yeah,
in,
we
so
do. Well,
maybe her vote doesn't
let's
register.
swear her in right
Okay.
now, Rhonda.
All right. All right, Natalie, if you will just raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Natalie Gochner.
Having been appointed to the office of board member
Having been appointed to the office of board member
of the Utah Housing Corporation Board of Trustees,
of the Utah Housing Corporation Board of Trustees.
do solemnly swear that I will support,
Do solemnly swear that I will support,
obey, and defend
obey, and defend
the Constitution of the United States
the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of this state,
and the Constitution of this state,
and that I will discharge the duties
and that I will discharge the duties
of my office with fidelity.
of my office with fidelity.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were on there.
It's all right. My fault.
No, you're good.
And welcome and congratulations. And we'll note your votes
Thanks, Matt.
now as official for those two actions. Okay. That motion passes. So those agreements are approved. We'll instruct Steve to help with to get those signed. And with that, I don't think we have anything else on the agenda. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion to adjourn from Sean. So we are adjourned until the next meeting. Congratulations, everyone, and we'll chat with you next time. I may not be here, but everybody else will be.
Thank
Thanks
you,
again,
John.
Todd.
Thanks,
Thanks,
everyone.
everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Bye-bye.